and how treatment has been very difficult. And we've seen in Pennsylvania the Monongahela River contaminated because of the treatment facilities. All this water, wastewater, millions of gallons at a time are going to these treatment facilities. And it has led Pennsylvania to the point where they've shut off all their waste treatment facilities. The same isn't true in New York, and we have this enduring problem. Yesterday, our Department of Environmental Conservation just filed their last portion to what is known as the ESGEIS, the Supplemental Generic Environmental Impact Statement on high-volume horizontal fracturing. This has been going on for the past 3 years. And this last piece that they submitted yesterday starts a 90-day or a three-month public comment period. And this last piece was a socioeconomic, has recently been panned by the New York Times as having too much industry bias. The Department of Environmental Conservation went with an industry-friendly group to put forward this study. And it certainly outlines the economic benefits for New York of natural gas development. It looks at it monolithically. It doesn't look at the nuance of the boom and bust cycles, the problems that extractive industries have for local economies. But it does identify that there are huge local problems. So I'd like to start the Q&A. I just want to say also that what does it mean for us here in this portion of Greene County? I live in Coxsackie. I don't think we're going to see fracking here anytime soon. The concentration right now is on Marcellus Shale, but there is Utica Shale, and I think the potential for Utica Shale is still very much being explored. This is under Marcellus Shale. It's much deeper, but early tests have demonstrated that this could be a bigger shale play that extends to beyond the Hudson River, and that. While we might not be seeing leases signed in our area any time soon, if this play gets going, we could certainly see the hill towns targets for fracturing. So I guess what I would like to say about the current study, and we have 90 days to look at it, it is still very weak on cumulative impacts. Throughout this film, we sort of heard about this concept that they're looking, and as our own Department of Environmental Conservation is looking at the impacts of the single well. What are the air impacts of the single well? And they're trying to mitigate that. But there is this refusal to look at what do 10 wells in a region look like? What do 100 wells look like? What do 1,000 wells look like? That was the problem in Fort Worth. They had no idea what the cumulative air emissions were. And when they found out, I mean, it was astronomical. Since this film, the mayor of Dish, Texas, has pulled his family out of the town. He can no longer live there. The air quality is so bad, and he fears for his children's health. And I think, we have to demand of our state government that they have to look at these issues as well. The other issue that this new study and the draft regs refuses to look at is public health impacts. They will not do public health risk assessments. The words public health are barely in the document. And you see time after time in this movie, and I've spoken with many people in New York State that have had to deal with our own legacy of oil and gas development, even though it is much smaller, the kinds of frack jobs we've done in the past. Clearly there is an exposure pathway. Clearly there is a public health problem. And the state of New York refuses to look at it. This new draft document suggests that they will wait for individual contamination instances, and then they will go in and do an assessment and decide what is the risk to the individual that may be exposed, rather than looking, as they do in other sectors of environmental review, what are the likely deaths that will come from this based on the emissions, look at probability pathways, and establish clear risks. And I think we can do that here. And just the last point I will hammer home is that we're actually not proposing, we haven't been proposing new regulations for a while. The DEC is just committed to doing new regs, but they want to drill before they finalize the new regulations. And that's entirely unacceptable. And I think that that's something we have to push back against. But I'm certainly willing to take your questions, and then you can have a dialogue. But I encourage you all to participate in the process. The last day to receive public comments is December 12th. There's a lot of information in the back, and we can provide you also with websites that, we're working on generating comments, picking apart the document, and we need the public to make their voices heard, because this is a political decision. There's a lot of talk made in this film about the New York City watershed. Well, a good result is that Governor Cuomo declared that, the watershed provides his hometown, his city, with drinking water. It's sacrosanct. And he provided for the first time the structure to ban it from the New York City watershed and from the Syracuse watershed, both with filtration avoidance determinations. These are unfiltered drinking water. Sad part is that there is no, he drew no line between why these areas are sacrosanct and everyone else's water is on the chopping block. Clearly, we need one standard. If it's not safe enough for the drinking water of the people of New York City, it's not safe enough for anyone. And I think that that's something that we need to expand upon.